I'll sing you a fine old song made of a fine old patty's pate, of a fine old Irish gentleman with the devil of a taste of an estate. And except for fine old patch of praties that he liked exceedingly to eat, for there was beef to him and mutton too, and barring the red herring and rusty rash of bacon now and then, almost any other sort of mate. Yet this fine old Irish gentleman was one of a rare old sort. Now this fine old Irish gentleman had a mighty curious knack of flourishing a tremendous great shillelagh in his hand, and think it dropped down with an uncompromising whack. And of your most superior shindies, you may take your oath upon it, if you ever called upon to give it, that he never nearly had a lack. And it's very natural and not surprising to suppose that the fine old Irish mud was well acquainted with his back. And this fine old Irish gentleman was one of the rare old sort. His fine old Irish gentleman, he was once out upon a spree, and as many a fine old Irishman has done, and more betoken will do to the end of time, he got as drunk as he could be. His senses was completely malvavered, as a consequence he could neither hear nor see. So they thought he was stone dead and gone entirely, so the best thing they could do was to have him buried decently. Like a fine old Irish gentleman, he was one of the rare old sort. So this fine old Irish gentleman was laid out upon a bed, with a half dozen candles at his heel and two or three dozen more or less about his head. But when the whiskey bottle was uncorked, he couldn't stand it any longer, and he riz right up in bed and says, "When such a mighty fine stuff as that has gone about, do you think I'd be such a soft-headed fool as to be lying there a-dead?" And this fine old Irish gentleman, he was mighty hard to kill.